And we welcome you back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time for our wrestling Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Washington's Mitchell Housingay. Mitchell, congratulations on the honor, and I appreciate the time here today.
I just want to say thank you for the honor, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to do this.
Absolutely. Well, Mitchell, heading to state for yourself this coming week, a great honor for yourself. And before we get into that day on Saturday at districts, let's just look a big picture throughout the season. How have you liked the progress you have made and maybe the team throughout the year?
I didn't really know what to expect at first. I injured myself in the spring, and I wasn't really planning on wrestling, but I wanted to do it for the team, and I just wanted to finish out because I knew it'd be my last time wrestling as a Demon. Mm-hmm. And as it got closer to the end of the season, I knew I had a bigger and bigger chance of making it to state, and I'm just glad I made the decision to keep wrestling.
Yeah. You know, the team, unfortunately, you know, fell short of another bid to the state duels this season, but how did you like the progress just overall as a team throughout the year?
As a team, we wrestled tough. We had a tough schedule. We went to Waukee and got fourth, I believe, and that was a big moral victory for us. Mm-hmm. Waukee and Johnson and Ballard there, they're all highly ranked competitors, and we went to Assumption. Assumption's tough. They have really good tradition there, and as a whole, we just battled as a team, and it was just awesome. I love every one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Great season it was once again for the Washington wrestling team. Well, Mitchell, you were able to make it to Wells Fargo after a second place finish Saturday at districts. So let's just run down your matches. You're able to come out with a pair of victories. Just break down the matches. How were you able to come out with the W's?
My coaches, we had a game plan going, and I just needed a takedown. And that's why I just kept telling myself, I just need one takedown. And I ended up getting it, and I was just really excited about it. It was just awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then that final match for battle for second place, you're able to get the fall. What'd you see there, and how were you able to get the pin?
I was looking to end it early. It was I was going to throw him, and he stepped the right way, and I stepped in front of him, and before you knew it, he was on his back.
Good stuff. And Mitchell, heading into this week, you had to participate in Wells Fargo. What do you anticipate that experience to be like, and what can you expect with competition?
My first match is going to be tough, but I got Cooper Lawson. He's ranked number one in the state, but the backside's looking really good right now. I think I'll have a chance on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Did place fairly high.
Yeah. Mitchell, so best of luck to you later on this week. Going back to big picture throughout the year, of course, this is your final go-around, as you mentioned, your senior year. So with that in mind, what leadership role did you bring to the wrestling team this season?
I just wanted to be the guy to show up early, leave late, and just do everything right. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to be the guy they could look to for guidance.
And let's look about your coach a little bit. Coach Brent Van Welden, what do you like about him as a coach?
I just love his coaching style. He always reiterates, wrestle hard for 6 minutes, and I think about that a lot, and I try to do that to the best of my ability. And he's made me the wrestler I am today, and I couldn't have been here without him.
Sure. A lot of wins for you this past season. Other sports looking at, of course, you were a great offensive lineman for the football team this past season. Of course, you just signed your letter of intent last week. More on that in a little bit, but football, wrestling, what's the favorite and why?
I probably like football more, but wrestling, it's just you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that instance of it. It's not blaming on the other guy. It's all just you.
Sure.
And that's why I fell in love with the sport. That's why I do it now.
Mm-hmm. And the two, of course, go hand in hand. Well, Mitchell, getting outside of sports a little bit, this can be sports or non-sports related. What do you enjoy most about being a Demon, and what are you going to miss the most in a few months?
I miss the culture and the tradition we've had over the past 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That it's all magic is in the work. And without the community, we wouldn't be where we are today without it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mitchell, a question here of our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, respect, dependability, and quality. With that in mind, what are some of your core values?
I'd have to say mine are dependability, integrity, accountability, and hardworking.
Well, Mitchell, those four core values, what about those really speak to you?
I feel like as a child, my dad put those in me when I was really young, and now that I'm older, I see what they've been able to do for me, not just athletically, but just as a person in general.
Mm-hmm.
And without my dad and my other family members, I wouldn't be where I am today, and I'm thankful for that.
Sure. Mitchell, we're not busy with wrestling, football, and school. What do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I love spending time with my friends and family. We go to the park and play and go hunting and fishing together.
Okay.
I just love being around my family and friends.
Okay. What's the best thing to hunt and fish?
I love hunting deer. We hunt every time we get a break from wrestling. My dad always takes me out and fish, and I love catfishing.
Okay.
Going on the river.
Did you get a prized possession of deer this year?
I got a little doe.
Okay.
It wasn't very big, but it was sentimental to me.
There you go. You'll take it, right? Last question before I let you go here, Mitchell. Big week all around for you. Not only did you punch your ticket to state, but last Wednesday on National Signing Day, you signed your letter of intent to play football at Upper Iowa University. So looking at that, what about Upper Iowa really spoke to you?
I just love the atmosphere. I went up for a game visit, and it was family-oriented, and everybody was just friendly with each other, and I just felt like home, felt like Washington, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And have you picked out a major or what area you think that you want to go into?
I plan on studying education, and now I'm going to get my master's in athletic administration.
Good stuff. What inspired you to want to go that route?
My dad did, honestly. He told me when I was a little kid that he chose education because he was able to see his family and friends on the weekends, and that was very important to me.
Well, Mitchell, it's been fun talking to you here today. Best of luck to you at the next level and this next week at Wells Fargo.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, and it means a lot to me.
That was Mitchell Housengay, Washington wrestler, joining us as this week's Hedgebelt Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Terrific senior season for Mitchell. He's battled through injury, but look, his final result, he's going to be at Wells Fargo Arena competing at 285 pounds. Best of luck to Mitchell and everyone competing this week. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and close out today's PM Sports Page right after this on AM and FM KCII.